Good morning. Hallelujah, we're in the land of the living. We're looking at Jonah in our Sunday school lesson and just kind of thinking it's good to be on dry ground. So, as I was looking at Jonah, there's something I noticed in the book of Jonah. It's like a counts from the beginning to the end. It's a counts of God's hope in extreme situations. So I just thought we'd look at that a little bit. The first account is the ship crew in big trouble because of Jonah. If you want to turn to, I invite you to turn to Jonah, verse 14 and 16. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, "We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee." So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. God's able to calm the storm in our life. No matter what the situation, if we cry out to the Lord in the middle of our storm, there is hope. There's hope. And the second account that I noticed was Jonah trying to run from God. He's on the ship sleeping when others are perishing. They get him up and find out it's because of him that the sea is the way it is. In verse 10 through 12, "Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." I'm thinking of Jonah here. We're talking about hopelessness. We're talking about feeling afraid. And we're talking about if only. So, if we're running from God, if we're having a hard time doing what he's asking us to do, he's not just going to give up on us. He isn't finished with us yet. The work isn't done. Verse 17 reads, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah." What a loving God. The third account I thought about was Jonah in the belly of the fish. Now, brother, have you ever been in the belly of a fish? Seaweed wrapped around your head? I think it's just a matter of time. But there is hope in repentance. Let's read chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. "Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The death closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped about my head." Then verse 9 reads, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. In verse 10, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Amazing. God is giving Jonah another chance. And the fourth account I'd like to think about was wicked Nineveh. This is extreme. Wicked Nineveh had 40 days. God was up to here. They had crossed the line. He was going to give them one more warning. Chapter 3, verse 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from the evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. This tells us that no matter what our past, no matter what for mess, no matter what for hurts, no matter what for sin, there is hope if we come to God. There is hope. And the fifth account that I thought about was the last part of the book. Job still didn't get it. He had some more lessons to learn. And that's how I feel. Is there hope? Yes, there's a hope. There's a big yes, there's hope. So I hope this helps us to study the book of Job and receive hope for our own life. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your love, your great love, God, for hope that you've given each one of us in our lives and hope that we have for the future. God, I pray that you would give us your heart, that you would help us to have love for people like you do. You enlarge our heart, God. Take away the prejudiceness. Help us, Lord, to reach out to those around us with your love. And pray that you would bless the teachers this morning and bless the Sunday school lesson as we share. In the name of Jesus, amen.